www.ai.com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change.
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yep, here we are, live from New York City. We're glad that you're with us, Kevin McCullough and Stephen Baldwin, your normal duo of zaniness on Saturday nights on 300-plus radio stations, and now in the homes of, I think, 22 million television viewers. Some of you joining us for maybe the first time in New York City tonight on Channel 17 in over-the-air television. And if you are on the UAN, I want you to make sure you call us and join us live, 888-340-3373. Some of you in New York may know who I am. Kevin McCullough, my name. I do a daily talk show on AM 570 WMCA, and we've been here on AM 970, The Answer, for the last 5 years. 5 years we have been at this dial position in New York. But tonight, talking to people via radio and television, and we are glad to have you. And someone who's in the process of getting his gear set up and getting a connection to join us is Stephen Baldwin, who joins us temporarily on the telephone. He's just popping in to say hi so that he can then go get the rest of his stuff together and join us the rest of the show. Oh, he just hung up. Okay, so he'll be back when he gets his stuff together, I guess. I'm not sure. With a Baldwin brother, you never know what the scenario is going to be. So is he back? Not yet. Okay. So now he may now in fact be back, because if you probably heard, you probably just heard that that telephone ring in the background. Anyway, 888-340-3373. So Stevie B, KMC, we get together on Saturday nights and we like to goof around and have fun. Kind of like my 3-year-old and I. That's kind of like the relationship I have with Stevie B. It's kind of like my 3-year-old and I. It's not as insulting as it sounds. Today, my 3-year-old begged me, "Dad, please, can we go to the pool?" Now, he's particularly excited because we're in the process of moving from one house to another, and the house that we're going to has a pool. But it took me the better part of all week to learn how to maintenance a pool and to figure out how to, you know, get the chlorine tablets in and stuff like that. And so as we had some downtime today, he was begging me. I don't know what causes this in 3-year-olds. I honestly don't. But when you go to a pool and you specifically tell what would normally be a rather obedient 3-year-old not to do certain things, it's like they cannot help but desire to do them, and they do them faster and more quickly and with more aggression than they did before you even asked them not to do them. Which is what I was doing as we were at the pool, and little James, my 3-year-old ankle biter, he's sitting there going, "Dad, want to go to the pool, want to go to the pool." We'll finally go to the pool. We get there, I'm like, okay, stay in the shallow end, because he's just had his first year of swimming lessons. He doesn't really know what he's doing in the water yet. So, and I needed to walk around and do some checks of the pool and stuff. I get all done. I come back. Everything I've put in the chair next to the water, which isn't actually next to the water, it's a good number of feet away from the water, is now completely drenched, including my wallet, shoes, watch, both of the towels we brought, everything that was there, because he had taken great delight in splashing exactly the direction I'd asked him not to. See, when I say that my relationship with Stephen Baldwin is kind of like that of the 3-year-old, just picture a kid splashing in exactly the direction you asked him not to, and that's kind of what it is. Stevie B, welcome back to your own show.
Da-da.
I don't even know what you just said. Are you being
da,
are you splashing water in the wrong direction now? Is this your way? Ladies and gentlemen, well, you know. Barney Rubble, back with us from the dead.
Hey, KMC.
So, why aren't you on camera with us tonight? What happened here? Because I know all of our listeners, especially the ones in New York, that were looking forward to seeing your much more handsome mug than mine. So they're disappointed, Kevin, tonight. Yes.
Yeah. So it's because, Kevin, in this dynamic of our partnership, you perceive and consider who I am to be something that, you know, is like a three-year-old and doesn't take things seriously.
I know. I'm just the mean dad that yells at you for splashing water the wrong direction. That's
right.
That's a summation of our relationship.
As I've tried to express to you, you will never know what it's like to be me until you walk in my shoes. And one day, Kevin, when you're the macadocious pimp daddy celebrity that I am,
right,
and you're walking in my shoes,
boy, we are living in complete denial. Now, go ahead.
Then you'll understand that, you know, although...
Did you miss your flight? Is this your very fancy way of saying that you missed yet another flight today? Did you
get in
L.A. too late?
I did my best with my itinerary to get on camera tonight, and here I am running 30 minutes behind, and I'm on my way to my friend Marco's.
You notice he's not denying having missed his flight. He's not saying...
No, I made my flight, so I'm getting better. I'm getting better, Kevo.
That's what, 1 for 12 this year or something like that?
I'm getting better, brother. Pray for me.
I do. Every single day. Till the blood comes out of my eye sockets. I pray all the time. All right. Enough of that. Well, listen, we do want you to get your TV feed set up so you can join us for reals. How far away are you from the house?
I will be online for the TV feed in time for hour two.
Okay. The whole staff started cracking up when you said that.
Well, I'm just trying to be realistic. I don't want to make a promise I can't keep.
There you go. That would be good. Our listeners would appreciate that, too.
Well, we love our listeners, and sometimes it's better to just experience Baldwin McCullough live with you on camera and just me as a creepy Stevie B voice here. But I'll be to my location here on camera in about for hour two. Are we setting up topics now, KMC?
Well, we could, but we can't do your topic this hour because you're not going to be here. So. You see how it's kind of incumbent upon you to be in the part of the show where we discuss your topic.
I'm learning, Kevin. I'm learning.
A plus B, you know, one step at a time. All right.
Great and powerful KMC. Well, I'm learning.
Well, travel safe. Don't get into any wrecks. Get your camera set up properly, and then join us back at the top of hour two.
Okay. Do we have time to talk about your topic now, or just see?
Yeah. Are you yes. What did you think of? We haven't told people what the topic is, but I'm going to play for them, probably in the second segment because we're running out of time in this one. But I'm going to play for them a speech that Ashton Kutcher gave at the Teen Choice Awards this week.
Right.
And I've wondered if it is maybe the most valuable 4 minutes any celebrity has ever spent talking to kids. I honestly wonder if it's that good. I don't know. I just thought it was a rather profound, simple, humble, and very instructive 4 minutes. But I'll let people decide for themselves and then give us their opinion when they call. Did you see the speech? Because a lot of people have been talking about it.
No, but I thought... Whatever he expressed, I thought he would have a more specific point as far as...
Well, I will, but I want people to see the speech before I start giving my opinion.
Yeah. Okay, then I'll jump on hopefully sooner than that to talk about Ashton and the Jobs movie. We should talk about the Jobs movie, which apparently is a big hit, shockingly. I thought it was going to bomb. And then we'll talk about second hour, President Obama and the rodeo clown who mocked him.
Right, because I did all I could all week to avoid that topic, and of course Stephen calls yesterday and goes, let's talk about this, which is why this show is so good at what we do.
Right, because you like to talk about the really relevant intellectual stuff, and I like to talk about the stupid stuff that most, you know, normal people can relate to, Kevin. We're all not as...
Clowns dressed as President Obama.
We're all not as uberly as intelligent as you, baby.
All right, Stevie B. Travel safe. We'll see you at top of the mountain, too. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
So that's what we're doing. That's the lineup for tonight. So, yeah, when we come back from this first break, what I want to do is I want to get into this speech. I want you to actually hear it and see it for yourself. 4 minutes of Ashton Kutcher talking to teenage girls.
Ah, we have you, Ashton!
There's a lot of that going on. But he actually said something. I've never heard anyone from Hollywood say something that I think is quite as profound as what Ashton told these girls. Mostly girls. I guess there were a few guys that attended the Teen Choice Awards, but it sure sounds like it was a room full of only teenage girls. But what he had to say to them, I thought, was very valuable. We'll discuss it next here on Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with
us. Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night, and Stevie B getting his TV stuff set up so he can join us from California, where he's just gotten off a plane and will be with us. I hope you saw that beautiful shot of Times Square that they just put up on the screen. My goodness, what a gorgeous night in New York, and the ground there at Times Square teeming with people, kind of like it was last night when I took my lovely bride out for our 10th anniversary. 10 years. She has been with me for 10 years. Is that not nuts? So anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Stephen will join us at the top of the next hour. But just a couple of days ago, the lovely bride comes walking into me, and she goes, Kev, I want you to listen to this soundbite from Ashton Kutcher. Now, she knows my rather general disdain for the intellect of Hollywood. I don't really think that there is much, but I knew she wouldn't be asking me unless it wasn't something significant. And so I stopped what I was doing and listened. And I'm going to play you what she had me listen to in just a second. But first, I want to let you know, when we went to that last break, you heard for yourself, those of you listening on radio, that eHarmony.com is still going gangbusters in business, and they are helping people work out their relationships in a more compatible, healthier sense. And now they have independent proof. Check this out. Dr. Neil Clark Warren of eHarmony.com sent me an email. Harris Interactive, which is a polling group, has ranked eHarmony.com as first place in the highest number of marriages, first in most satisfied marriages, and first in most enduring marriages. In other words, marriages that are happy, that are better put together, and last longer than all other dating sites combined. eHarmony.com, one of the proud sponsors of BaldwinMcCullough.com, at Baldwin McCullough, and we're glad that they are with us tonight. .com, on radio, TV, wherever. Thank you, Dr. Neil Clark Warren. We're grateful. All right, so this last week, the Teen Choice Awards were held. Ashton Kutcher, or as he's often referred to as Mr. Demi Moore, took the stage as the winner of some award that they give to the Teen Choice Awards things, which I don't even know what the Teen Choice Awards are for, other than having a room full of screaming teenage girls scream. So at the end of the day, that's what they were doing. But here is what Mr. Ashton Kutcher said when he was given his large surfboard. Those of you watching by way of television, you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Here's to my friend and the Ultimate Choice Award recipient, Ashton Kutcher!
Okay, let's be brutally honest. This is the old guy award. This is like the grandpa award. And after this, I get to go to like the geriatric home. First of all, I don't have a career without you guys. I don't get to do any of the things that I get to do without you. You know, I thought that I thought that it might be interesting, you know, in Hollywood and in the industry and the stuff we do, there's a lot of like insider secrets to keeping your career going, and a lot of insider secrets to making things tick. And I feel like a fraud. My name is actually not even Ashton. Ashton is my middle name. My first name's Chris. And it always has been. It got changed when I was like 19 and I became an actor. But there were some really amazing things that I learned when I was Chris. And I wanted to share those things with you guys because I think it's helped me be here today. So it's really three things. The first thing is about opportunity. The second thing is about being sexy. And the third thing is about living life. So first, opportunity. I believe that opportunity looks a lot like hard work. When I was 13, I had my first job with my dad carrying shingles up to the roof. And then I got a job washing dishes at a restaurant. And then I got a job in a grocery store deli. And then I got a job in a factory sweeping Cheerio dust off the ground. And I've never had a job in my life that I was better than. I was always just lucky to have a job. And every job I had was a stepping stone to my next job. And I never quit my job until I had my next job. And so opportunities look a lot like work. Number two, being sexy. The sexiest thing in the entire world is being really smart. And being thoughtful. And being generous. Everything else is crap, I promise you. It's just crap that people try to sell to you to make you feel like less. So don't buy it. Be smart. Be thoughtful. And be generous. The third thing is something that I just relearned when I was making this movie about Steve Jobs. And Steve Jobs said, when you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way that it is. And that your life is to live your life inside the world and try not to get in too much trouble. And maybe get an education and get a job and make some money and have a family. But life can be a lot broader than that when you realize one simple thing. And that is that everything around us that we call life was made up by people that are no smarter than you. And you can build your own things. You can build your own life that other people can live in. So build a life. Don't live one. Build one. Find your opportunity and always be sexy. I love you guys.
All right. So that was the moment that Ashton Kutcher, those three things, opportunities, what he called being sexy, and a moment about life, what that was about. Here's what I want to know, and I want to take your calls on this. You just heard the same 4 minutes that room full of screaming teenage girls heard. But this video, it's been uploaded to YouTube thousands of times, and it has millions upon millions of views on all of the different ones that it's been uploaded on. Why? What is so revolutionary about what Ashton Kutcher said right there? What did your ears hear? What was it that he said that has stood out and resonated and made people, like pulled people right out of their seats to respond to this? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. What was it that Ashton Kutcher said? What was the unique thing about that speech that has caused people to go nuts with this? 888-340-3373, taking your calls, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, it's Baldwin McCullough Live.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Today for free.
New York, we're glad you're with us, Baldwin McCullough. Ashton Kutcher said this at the Teen Choice Awards.
I feel like a fraud. My name is actually not even Ashton. Ashton is my middle name. My first name's Chris. And it always has been. It got changed when I was like 19 and I became an actor. But there were some really amazing things that I learned when I was Chris. And I wanted to share those things with you guys because I think it's helped me be here today. So it's really three things. The first thing is about opportunity. The second thing is about being sexy. And the third thing is about living life. So first, opportunity. I believe that opportunity looks a lot like hard work. When I was 13, I had my first job with my dad carrying shingles up to the roof. And then I got a job washing dishes at a restaurant. And then I got a job in a grocery store deli. And then I got a job in a factory sweeping Cheerio dust off the ground. And I've never had a job in my life that I was better than. I was always just lucky to have a job. And every job I had was a stepping stone to my next job. And I never quit my job until I had my next job. And so opportunities look a lot like work.
See, I think you could just stop the tape right there, and I think that you would have enough wisdom about life to make you exceedingly successful in almost whatever you wanted to try to accomplish. Kevin McCullough is my name. That's the voice of Ashton Kutcher from the Teen Choice Awards. And we're glad that you're with us tonight on Baldwin McCullough Live. Those of you joining us by way of radio stations coast to coast, Fairbanks, Alaska to Orlando, Florida, San Diego, California to New York City, and everywhere in between, thank you for being here. And those of you watching on the UAN, including in my hometown of Fort Worth, Texas, which is where we go for our first caller, and line two, Lila, joining us from Fort Worth tonight. Lila, thank you for being here. You're on Baldwin McCullough with Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us.
Thank you so much.
So what's your thought? I asked this question going into the last commercial break. What is the secret? Why is that piece of video by Ashton Kutcher being so virally received and people are just going crazy, like this is the most inspiring thing they've ever heard? What's your guess on that, Lila?
It's the messenger and the times in which he stated the message. It's not the message itself. It's something that's been said over and over throughout the decades. But because of the different roles he has played on TV and in movies, I think it brings a great surprise to especially the younger generation that he would define opportunities, sexy, and life the way he did. And I think he just gives it that element of surprise and has just a unique way of stating it. And opportunities really is all about hard work, and we make our opportunities. They don't make us.
See, I think it's kind of amazing because Ashton Kutcher right now is one of the hottest brands in Hollywood. I mean, he not only has hit movie after hit movie, but then he's on the top rated television show, and everything he touches just turns into to financial success. Now, I'm not saying I want to mimic all aspects of his life, and I'm not saying that he's got everything figured out. But when you're talking about hauling shingles to the top of the roof and being grateful for that job and sweeping Cheerio dust off the factory floor and being thankful for that job, that tells me he sees dignity in the work that he does.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Lila, thank you for being here. Thank you for calling. Let's go to line three. Kenneth is listening online tonight and joining us from Tupelo, Mississippi. Hey, Kenneth, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi. Kenneth, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I think the reason is because not many people in Hollywood express it quite in those ways.
Give me some more on what you're thinking there.
Just expressing being successful and what it means to be a success in life.
Do you think that the messages that teens are generally given reflect what Ashton said, or do you think that the message itself runs counterintuitive to what teens are being spoon-fed these days?
I think so many teens focus on the magazine, or what the magazines say is sexy, and what the rappers and rock stars say is successful. The more money you have, the best cars you have, that's what makes you successful. The bigger house you have.
All right,
Ken. It's not about that.
Yeah, no, he totally is. And thank you. See, that's where I think, and I agree with Lila, the messenger is unique in this day and age. But I think it's the content of the message, too. I don't think that we tell people to find dignity in whatever job they're doing. In fact, I think our culture says there are some jobs that are beneath you. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare, they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or amac.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or AMTCAudition.org.
Day for free.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Kevin McCullough sitting in for both Baldwin and myself tonight. Glad that you're with us. We are reliving the speech that was made by Ashton Kutcher this last week at the Teen Choice Awards. It went viral. People up and down the internet found it to be quite inspiring and quite important. And I'm curious as to why. Why do you think what he had to say was so important? Here's another soundbite from the middle of that speech.
Being sexy. The sexiest thing in the entire world is being really smart and being thoughtful and being generous. Everything else is crap.
Just bullpucky. Just a bunch of baloney. That's what he was saying. Yeah. So what do you think about that? Where else in the culture has someone, anyone, told our 13 to 17-year-old girls? I want you to think about where he's at. I want you to think about who the audience is there that night, who's watching by way of the TV network Fox that aired this. But think about the pressure that's on young girls to reveal more and more of their body to the world around them at a younger and younger age. Why? So that they get the label, they get the kudos, they get the stamp of approval. You are sexy. For him, and I, I don't know anything about his personal life. I don't know anything about his spiritual life. I don't know anything about who he is away from what I've seen publicly. But for a man to stand in front of, you know, 13,000 girls and to say, the sexiest thing you can be is smart, is probably the most life-affirming thing any man has said to those girls in a super long time. To be smart, thoughtful, and generous, I think, are characteristics of a thing called character that we never talk about anymore. There's this. Where do you go where you hear the term character or integrity or dignity being discussed? And especially in light of the sexual mores of the day where people are all like, hey, just throw caution to the wind. Just go for it. As long as you use a condom, it's all good. Here's a man standing there, top of his career, pinnacle of his success, and he's saying to these young girls, that's not what you should be thinking about yourself. You should be concentrating on building your skill set, becoming a smart person, doing everything you can to think for yourself, to be a thoughtful person, meaning to be thoughtful of other people, to be compassionate towards those that are in need around you, and then to be generous. That plays into that. You go out of your way to help someone else. See, if you are being a person who seeks to serve other people, it's my opinion, it's just Kevin McCullough talking here, you'll be wildly successful. And maybe that's why Ashton has been. Maybe there's this whole side to him that a lot of people don't even ever get to see, where he just goes out of his way to help folks. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Your thoughts on this? 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one. Ralph calling from Red Bank, New Jersey. Hey, Ralph, welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi. Ralph, are you there? Yeah, Ralph, we're not getting what you're saying there. Try us again. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Okay, I want to say thank you to one of our sponsors. Dr. Kirk Elliott is the world's financial doctor. He has helped tens of thousands of people begin to think differently about their income, their revenue, how they're planning for retirement, what their current retirement amounts are doing. And, friends, there's a video that he's produced that he wants to give to you at no cost to you, that he's wanting to get into your hands, because he has taken a very accurate analysis of currencies and world economies, and he has said we need to prepare ourselves for what he's termed the economic bomb that's about to go off. See, currencies all over the globe are being traded at different rates, and your 401k, your retirement account, is likely in jeopardy if any one of those countries decides to cash in instead on dollars. So this DVD explains that, but it also explains what your options are in terms of protecting you and how you can find out more information about that. And the best part of it is he's willing to give it to you at no cost. All you have to do, you got your smartphone? Is your smartphone handy? Grab it. See, here's mine. Just text the word FUSE to 33938, F-U-S-E to 33938, or dial 866-211-8986. That's 866-211-8986, or just text FUSE to 33938, and you'll get the DVD, The Fuse is Lit, An American Reckoning. That's the name of the DVD. The Fuse is Lit, An American Reckoning. Again, complimentary. And then Kirk Elliott, Ph.D., is the guy that's behind it, and his Ph.D.s are in world economies and world currencies. He knows what he's talking about, and he manages the portfolio of Dr. James Dobson. So if you're talking about somebody who is trustworthy, if you're talking about somebody who other people put their trust in, Dr. Kirk Elliott is the guy. Fuse, text FUSE to 33938. 33938 and get a copy of The Fuse is Lit, An American Reckoning, the DVD yours at no cost. All right, so far, Ashton Kutcher's speech, we've looked at two parts of it. One, look at opportunities the same way you look at hard work. To view an opportunity the same as you view hard work. And if you value hard work, then you'll value the opportunity, you'll make the most of it. Evidently, that's part of what he's done to get to where he is in life. Secondly, He says the sexiest thing you can be known for is to be smart, thoughtful, and generous. And friends, I think he's onto something there. Let's go back to the phone. Line one, Ralph in Red Bank, are you there? Line two,
hello.
Ralph, are you there?
This is Andrea, yes.
Okay, Andrea, hold on. You go on hold, and we're going to go to line two and talk to Ralph. Ralph, are you there?
Yeah, good evening, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for your patience. What's your thought?
Okay. You know, this is right on point what Mr. Ashton Kutcher from Mr. Iowa, he was known to be, but he was known before as Mr. Iowa, what he has, the message that he put out there for the country, okay? That is, this is indeed the values of Iowa. Now it's the turn of Mr. New Jersey, Ralph, to speak before the country. This is the value that your mother, your father, our mothers and our fathers has taught us when we were children growing up. That when you in life, anything that you want and desire,
Ralph, we're gonna have to come.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com. Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
TooMuchGood.com.
This was Ashton Kutcher at the Teen Choice Awards last week.
The third thing is something that I just relearned when I was making this movie about Steve Jobs. And Steve Jobs said, when you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way that it is. And that your life is to live your life inside the world and try not to get in too much trouble and maybe get an education and get a job and make some money and have a family. But life can be a lot broader than that when you realize one simple thing. And that is that everything around us that we call life was made up by people that are no smarter than you. And you can build your own things. You can build your own life that other people can live in. So build a life. Don't live one. Build.
All right, so that was probably the least articulate point that he made of the three, and yet I still think it was one of the most significant ones. Build a life instead of just living one. Who tells young people that today? The game is so rigged for our high school and college age kids. Go to school, get grades, fall into the same categories that everybody else in order to be successful, go to Ivy League, get your degree, get all the education you can, go deep into debt if you have to get that education, because that education is going to be what... And there's no practical training about, I don't know, entrepreneurialism, handling money, investing, knowing how to take the money that you do earn and to make it work for you even on a small level early on. There's none of that. And he's saying, don't just wander through life going, hope I make it through like everybody else does. He's right. Steve Jobs was right. People walk around in this universe living in a world that other people built thinking, wow, if I can just, you know, get along with all of this, instead of seeing, maybe I can build something that's outside of this, bigger than this, beyond this. I don't know. I thought it was three very unusual points, out of the ordinary for a teen crowd in particular, to be told, and I was glad that they did. Let's go back to the phones. Andrea, calling from North Carolina. Andrea, line one, you're on with Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Hey, it's so good to hear you. This is so good. I was driving down the road, and I heard this, and it just really caught my attention, and I wanted to stick to the line and listen, and I just, the one thing that really came to my mind when I heard this is I just feel like we're such in a time and age where, like you were saying, we don't hear these things today. And I see that it's a hungry generation. It's a hungry day and age that we're living in, like the spirituality. People are tapping into so many different ideas or so many new horror flicks or anything that will grab the attention, and people are just flocking to those things. And I really saw this as like a setup almost. Like God gave Ashton Kutcher a platform, and like you said, you don't really know what his spirituality is. You don't know what his flock is like.
I sure don't, but Andre, I will tell you this. I am great.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.